This is Top 30. Coming up, a recent study suggests wildlife populations around the world are in serious trouble. What millennials are doing instead of having children. And you may be brushing your teeth all wrong. We'll show you the right way. Hi there, and welcome to the show. I'm Kristen Smith, and here are 30 things you need to know right now. Are you addicted to social media? Studies say it's a real thing. Researchers at Michigan State University have found heavy or excessive social media users tend to show similar behavioral patterns as those with drug addictions. Their study, featured in TechCrunch, asked Facebook users in particular to report their own usage. The Bergen Addiction Scale then told them if they were addicted or not. The Facebook users then completed the Iowa Gambling Task, which determines impaired decision-making. Those who reported themselves as excessive Facebook users performed worse on the IGT, much like addicts. The excessive Facebook users went for immediate gains, but their choices ultimately resulted in losses. The researchers said they chose to explore Facebook because it's currently the most widely used social network, but they predict similar results on other platforms. The researchers also say now that they know social media is changing human behavior, it could have serious impacts. All right, now let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, my friend, I hear yet another major musician is getting a Vegas residency.
That's right, Kristen. Drake is definitely following God's plan. It's been revealed that the champagne poppy himself has landed a $10 million deal for a residency at the XS nightclub inside the Wynn Las Vegas. Now, news of Drake's Vegas residency comes after the launch of his luxury champagne, Mod Selection. Although he hasn't officially announced the residency, the In My Feelings rapper posted a photo of his recent performance at the venue with the caption, "New home." Well, welcome home, Drizzy. Watch out, Tom Cruise. Katy Perry was a part of some risky business in her youth. Now, Katy revealed that she was suspended from school at age 12 for pretending a tree was Tom Cruise and humping it. Now, she shared her suspension letter dated November 14, 1996 on her Instagram stories, and it provided a detailed explanation as to why the budding star would be temporarily excluded from her school for 3 days. It also revealed that she used such inappropriate language like, "Oh my God." Well, oh my God, Katy Perry, I guess you humped the tree and you liked it. And finally, what do you get a one-year-old for their birthday? That's right, a mini neon green G-Wagon to match mommy's. Baby Chicago West is twinning with her famous mom with a new Mercedes. On Tuesday, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's youngest daughter turned one, and Auntie Courtney gave her a new ride to celebrate. Now, that's what we call a ballin' birthday. Well, anyway, that's today's dish. Until next time.
What an amazing gift. Just what every one-year-old gets for their first birthday. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Now let's think back to 2002. Oprah Winfrey wrote, "The biggest adventure you can ever take is to live the life of your dreams." With that in mind, a survey from telecommunications provider Toll Free Forwarding asked some 2,000 Americans what they dreamed of being when they grew up. Overall, teachers ranked first, with doctors and nurses taking second. Those popular jobs were followed by vets, musicians, and actors. Generationally, those currently 45 to 54 were the only ones who at one point most wanted to be pro athletes. Conversely, 18 to 24-year-olds were the only cohort who had hoped to play esports. But it wasn't only about what respondents' dreams were. Toll Free Forwarding also asked whether people made good on them. Of note, 10% of those surveyed currently work at their childhood dream job, but 24% said they had at one point. Of those whose dreams had not come true, respondents reasoned it was because they didn't have the proper skills, because of financial barriers, or because they prioritized family. Regardless of reason, 39% regret not chasing those childhood fantasies. All right, more millennials have turned their attention from fur babies to substitute children of the plant variety. The 2018 National Gardening Survey reports those aged 18 to 34 now account for some 30% of all gardening sales, which hit a record $47.8 billion last year. From small beginnings with a succulent here and a houseplant there, the under 35s are now truly engaged in the full range of gardening activities, said one industry analyst. Whether it's that succulent, a yucca cane, or a fiddly fig tree, the rise in millennial plant ownership has become most evident online. On Instagram, more than 90,000 posts use hashtag plantbabies. Nearly 300,000 are tagged plantgang. On Pinterest, searches for indoor plants are up 90%. led by the term cacti, terrariums, and tropical plants. And as Amazon, IKEA, and others make houseplants more accessible, studies suggest plant babies carry added health benefits, reducing stress, filtering indoor toxins, and increasing productivity at work. Let's see a fur baby or a real baby do that. Well, you may think your Facebook timeline is filled with beautiful new pregnancy announcements and baby shower invitations, but the Centers for Disease Control says that Americans just aren't making enough babies. According to an article by Fortune, the total fertility rate has been on a consistent decline, but especially since 2015. While it may not sound like that big of a deal, the U.S. needs 2,100 births per 1,000 women to reproduce itself. For the country to keep a steady population, this may mean more babies or more immigrants. Breaking it down by state, the CDC says South Dakota had the highest fertility rate, while the District of Columbia had the lowest of all states. But breaking it down by demographic, Hispanic women have the highest fertility rate compared to Caucasian or African Americans. While the reason why remains a mystery, one CDC researcher says that a drop in teen pregnancies could be to blame. On the other hand, several reports also point at a large amount of adults waiting to have children until later in life due to finances. So if you were on the fence about it, you've definitely got the support of your country. All right, here's a fun fact for you guys. In Spanish, cocina means both to cook and a kitchen. And in Latin cuisine, it means even more. Here to bring us our flavors of the week is cocina resident chef Krista Rubio. So Krista, what should we be stocking our kitchen with this week?
Hi, Kristen. So this week, it's all about cacao. Not only is it the root of all things chocolate, but it's also in many traditional Latin recipes, such as brigaderos and champurrado. Cacao originates in the Amazon, and its use in la cocina dates back over 4,000 years to ancient cultures along the Yucatan region, and it's even used in spiritual ceremonies to this day. Today, we'll be using it in mole. The bittersweetness of the chocolate is the perfect complement to the array of spices used in this traditional Mexican sauce. I like mine with chicken and rice.
All right, sounds delicious, but just one problem. I have two very picky little kids. I can barely get them to eat anything.
No problem. You can get the kids up and energized for school with this super delicious smoothie. It's banana, cacao, and avocado. Just throw it in a blender. It's so easy, it's healthy, and best of all, you can tell them it's chocolate.
You know, I think they'll love that. Thanks, Krista. For more great recipes and food tips, check out Cocina on their website and on social media. And still ahead, Missy Elliott makes history. And 7-Eleven is introducing changes to make the convenience store more convenient. Don't go anywhere. Top 30 will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Pain wants to stop you. Like that's gonna happen. Icy hot. Icy to dull, hot to relax. Rise from pain. Icy hot.
Welcome back to Top 30. Goodwill stores are known as budget-friendly places to pick up secondhand items. But every now and then, something is donated to the nonprofit that's actually worth quite a bit of money. And those luxury items are then set aside. Instead of being sold in the storefront, Goodwill has an auction site in which they sell the more upscale items. Now, Goodwill is teaming up with artificial intelligence in order to streamline their process of sorting authentic luxury items. Like, is that really a Louis Vuitton handbag or a fake? The AI program uses machine learning algorithms and computer vision technology to verify items with a 99.1% accuracy rate. Verifying those high-end items to auction online is important to Goodwill because it brings in the much-needed revenue to the tune of $5.9 billion in 2017. Another unexpected boon for thrift stores like Goodwill, a Japanese woman by the name of Marie Kondo. On New Year's Day, Netflix released the self-help series Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. It's based on Kondo's best-selling 2014 book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. It stars Japanese organization expert Marie Kondo, whose KonMari method of organizing urges people to get rid of all their possessions that don't spark joy in their life. In the show, Kondo guides families through the tidying up process, and viewers across the country have been inspired to go through their own garages, junk drawers, and closets to get rid of excess clutter. And it turns out thrift stores and used bookstores are reaping the rewards. This January, there's been a wave of people bringing donation bags to thrift stores. The owner of Beacon's Closet, a thrift store in New York City, said January is usually a slow month for donations, but this year has been different. She's receiving thousands of pieces a day. Ravenswood Used Books in Chicago said they received a month's worth of donations in just 2 days. So it might be a good time to check out your local thrift store to either donate some of your old stuff or check out the fresh inventory. You know, Americans are taking fewer sick days than ever. The average employee took just 2.5 sick days in 2018. That's according to a survey by LinkedIn. 20% said they couldn't afford to miss a day at the office. Many companies have combined sick days with vacation time. HR experts say those employees are less likely to use paid days off for an illness. There's no federal law mandating sick days. They're required in just 10 states. But previous research has shown that employees working while sick actually cost their companies twice as much in productivity as those who stayed home. That's because those workers are more likely to burn out and get their colleagues sick. The survey follows an announcement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that so far more than 6 million people have caught the flu this season. Doctors say if you get sick, to stay home and not work. Health experts also say it's not too late to get your flu shot. All right, listen to this. We are in a global wildlife crisis, and maybe this will resonate more when you hear these numbers. In just the last 40 years, the wildlife population has decreased by 60%, according to the World Wildlife Fund. That's more than half of the wildlife on Earth gone. More than 4,000 species of mammals, amphibians, birds, fish, and reptiles have declined. And the rate of species going extinct is 1,000 times higher than it was before humans started messing with the animal ecosystems. Marco Lambertini of WWF says the crisis is unprecedented in its speed, in its scale, and because it is single-handed. It's mind-blowing. We're talking about 40 years. It's not even a blink of an eye compared to the history of life on Earth. Not only is this devastating when you think about all the living things that once were, but the World Wildlife Fund warns that the decrease has caused accelerated pollution, climate change, and deforestation. A couple of other shocking facts. In 1960, about 5% of seabirds were found to have plastic waste in their stomachs. Today, that number sits at 90%. And in just the last 30 years, we've lost half of the world's shallow water corals. The WWF said we're taking nature for granted, and it has to stop. I think we can all agree on that. Stay with us. We have more Top 30 coming up. Welcome back. A few things we can bet on. You woke up this morning, took a shower, and brushed your teeth, right? Well, if you think that brushing 2 minutes twice a day is fine, dentists say you're mistaken. According to an article by USA Today, that standard routine just isn't enough to prevent irreversible damage. Now, of course, it helps with plaque and buildup, but since plaque begins to form right after you've eaten, dentists recommend restricting yourself to 4 sugar hits per day. This helps ensure no irreversible damage and decay. To make sure your smile stays happy and healthy, make sure your toothpaste is made of between 1350 and 1500 parts per million fluoride, or PPMF, as it'll appear. Stay away from eating or drinking anything after you've had your nightly brush session. Don't brush too hard, but instead use short and precise strokes. And last but not least, don't forget your tongue. Just a few small changes can go a really long way. All right, listen to this. The latest inductee to the Songwriters Hall of Fame has just made history. Missy Elliott is now the first female hip-hop artist to be inducted. The star's nomination was announced back in November, and now she joins 5 other fellow 2019 inductees, including Dallas Austin, Tom T. Hall, John Prine, Jack Temption, and Cat Stevens. The rapper, who also serves as a songwriter and producer, took to Twitter saying she was humbly grateful for the honor and congratulated her fellow inductees. Although this is a first for the rapper and a first for the Hall of Fame, one company is working to make sure the recognition of female achievement becomes the norm. The See Her movement is working to break barriers in the media and entertainment industries to eliminate bias and stereotypes against women. The campaign had a purposeful presence at this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, reminding influencers and industry professionals about equality. The movement consists of marketers, producers, and storytellers working to influence the industry by making sure women like Missy Elliott are treated and portrayed equally, powerfully, and respectfully on every platform you see them. While a new survey reveals which social media apps are the most popular with teens, for the first time ever, Instagram has edged out Snapchat as the most used app, according to a report by investment firm Piper Jaffray. 85% of teens use the platform at least once a month, just ahead of 84% for Snapchat. 47% of teenagers use Twitter once a month. The research also shows more teens are leaving Facebook all the time. Just over a third visit the app once a month, down from more than half at the same time 2 years ago. An unpopular redesign earlier this year has been blamed for Snapchat's drop in popularity. At the same time, Instagram has added features similar to ones on Snapchat, like stories and self-destructing photos and videos. The platform is also popular with another group, marketers. More teens prefer being contacted by brands on Instagram than anywhere else. At the same time, teens in the survey said Facebook was their least favorite way to receive marketing, just behind direct mail. Okay, one popular chain is trying to make its convenience stores more convenient. 7-Eleven will let customers in select stores pay for merchandise with their smartphones without waiting in line. Scan and Pay is available in 14 locations around Dallas, Texas. Shoppers need to download the 7-Eleven Rewards app to their smartphone. Then they can point their camera at items they want to buy and scan their barcodes. Customers also pay through the app using Apple Pay, Google Pay, or a credit card. The stores still have cashiers to ring up items that require you to verify your age, like alcohol, tobacco, and lottery tickets. The company says the feature will help customers get in and out of the store faster during peak times in the morning and late afternoon. Retail experts say the move helps 7-Eleven compete with companies like Walmart and Sam's Club, who've also launched mobile checkout programs. If the test is successful, 7-Eleven will expand the feature to more cities next year. All right, a heartwarming story here. An 8-year-old boy in Florida hands out gift bags to the homeless using his own money that he saved from his birthdays and Christmases. DeLandon Martin says God spoke to him and gave him his purpose in helping the underprivileged. DeLandon started a GoFundMe page to help raise money for his gift bags, where he says, "One morning I woke up with a yearning for change in the world and a message in my heart clear as day. God spoke to me through this feeling and led me to spread his word in everything that I do." So far, DeLandon has used $250 that he had saved up to make bags that included things like food, water, toiletries, and a blanket.
God bless you. You are an awesome little man. Boy, Merry Christmas.
According to DeLandon's grandmother, Stacy Yates, the boy has since been asked to be an ambassador for a homeless organization in Pensacola. So it seems this really is just the beginning for DeLandon and his mission to help others. What a great story. Top 30, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Stephanie Hollifield has the whole mom thing down. After all, she's got five kids. But even the best moms need help sometimes. One of Stephanie's children is an African-American little girl named Haley, and Stephanie struggles with her hair. So she put out an SOS on her Facebook page that said in part, "Dear Black friends of social media, this clueless white mama is humbly coming to you to ask your help with Haley's hair. What am I doing wrong? I have literally bought every product that has been recommended to us. I desperately want to get this right." Almost instantly, Stephanie was bombarded with what she calls helpful, encouraging, useful advice. But it was another mom named Monica Hunter that showed up at her doorstep to show her how to do Haley's hair in person. Stephanie wrote on her blog, "Monica explained exactly what styles and hair care routine my daughter needed right now. She gave me headbands, products, and combs. She wouldn't accept my money in return. I was in awe of her grace and her kindness. She took time away from her family to help me when she had nothing to gain." Stephanie says Monica's act of kindness got so much attention because it's uncommon, but she hopes it'll serve as a source of inspiration. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, when Christian Crosby and Ashley Kane decided they wanted to change the world, they figured they should start small. So they started Live Life Nice, a clothing company that looks to promote a simple message: be nice, And whether it's giving out flowers, hugs, or coffees to complete strangers, they're showing the world the impact even the smallest acts of kindness can have, all in hopes of inspiring others to do the same. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, when Mike and Debbie Gilbert lost their son, Sean, 11 years ago, they chose to turn their grief into a goal, help change the lives of others in need. So they started One City Ministries, where they hope to empower the people of Uganda by creating sustainable communities in the country most impoverished areas.
We've created and designed programs, each one of them designed to go after the tentacles of poverty directly. We have agricultural training programs, we have malnutrition clinics going on. If we model develop a model there that does address poverty and successfully address poverty, we can do it any place.
Every morning I still pinch myself that we are able to be in Uganda and doing the work that we're doing. And I feel very blessed that we're used in the way that we are and that we really have a lot of meaning in our lives and purpose in our lives to be able to do what we do.
A story proving no matter the tragedy you face, with a little bit of faith, you can overcome and still make the world a better place. Such a great story. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. You can catch up on past episodes of Top 30 now on Hulu. You can also download the Top 30 mobile app and visit our website. We want to hear from you, so connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Like, follow, and subscribe to @Top30TV. We'll see you next time on Top 30.